Elliott Lake City Council next Tuesday night in hybrid form. After a couple of practice runs, this will be a full meeting of council using the hybrid model. It will be held in the council chambers at City Hall, minus plexiglass partitions which were installed at the start of the pandemic. IT Director Robin Scott and her staff have reconfigured seating arrangements and microphone positions to reflect the new reality, as again most of the meeting participants will attend in person. There is also provision for councillors, public presenters, staff and others to appear via Zoom on the large screens in the council room. On the meeting agenda are several highlights and topics of community impact. Item 6.1 is a Maplegate presentation regarding Larry's Place, the local men's shelter. Maplegate primarily operates women's shelters. It has challenged council's decision to turn down zoning changes that would have allowed the nonprofit to expand to two new locations. The decision is up to the Ontario Land Tribunal. The residential buildings at 143 Froebel Drive and 7 Diefenbaker Court have since been listed for sale on the Elliott Lake resale housing market. At item 7.1 are staff recommendations for participation in electronic meetings such as the one Tuesday night. Item 7.5 is the city's 2022 operating and capital budgets. The operating portion accounts for the majority of city spending. That has been cut at the budget committee from a 6.3% increase in its original incarnation to something south of 3.8% now. Item 8.1 is a lengthy public services update outlining several dozen projects on the go or waiting to start. And at item 13.1 is a notice of motion from Mayor Dan Marchesella, with information about growing of cannabis on residential property. Noting Elliott Lake opted in to the provincial plan for the legalization of cannabis, the mayor intends to bring a motion. Be it resolved that the Council of the City of Elliott Lake directs staff to bring a cannabis bylaw adopting best practices for council consideration as soon as practical, he wrote. In his submission, the mayor added, it has now been made clear that these recommended best practices both provincially and federally have put the onus on municipalities to regulate locally through bylaws and property standards. Under the Access to Cannabis for Medical Purposes Regulations, ACMPR, it is an individual's responsibility to make sure that all marijuana plants or cannabis products in their possession for medical purposes are secure, and other people, including children, can't access them. It says growers may want to take measures so that other people don't know they are growing marijuana. Under the ACMPR, if you are producing outdoors, the boundary of the land where you produce pot can't have any common points with the boundary of a school, playground, or other public place used mainly by people under 18. The legislation also recommends installing a tall fence with a locking gate or an alarm system. The number of plants per household without a medical permit is 4. All these and other items are up for consideration at Tuesday's council meeting. It will be live streamed on the city website at 7 p.m.